880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, America, we've got Juan manning the board. We've got Jim Freed here, and we've got a great lineup for you today. So stick with us for the next hour here on 880 AM The Biz. We're going to have our UHealth guest. We're going to be with Dr. Radu Savenia. He's an MD. He's a psychiatrist specializing in depression and having a hard name to pronounce. I'm sure he'll mess my name up. But we've been talking in the green room. He's working on some really cool stuff. You're going to want to hear about what he's finding out about depression and how it affects your everyday life. We're also going to have Tim Becker, CCIM, on. He's the director of the Kelly A. Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. We're going to discuss the center's recently published trends report on the Florida real estate market. All kinds of topics on real estate, state of Florida. Tim Becker, expert, you're going to be here for that. Of course, we'll do some listener emails. We'll have Lolly Green, MSW's Positive Energy Minute. And at the end of the show, I'm going to do my editorial. We're going to talk about some things to get you fired up. We're going to talk about gasoline prices. We're going to talk about what the first step in the recovery is. And we're going to talk about sports in South Florida. How can you not right now? And right now, we're going to get started with some listener emails. Hit me, Juan.
Where you been, baby? You've got mail.
I love that. That's the best gimmick you ever came up with, Juan. All right. Peter in Miami writes, I have had some buyers offer me a big price on one of my properties. How do I know if they're for real? Peter, really good question, given that we've got all kinds of people flying in from all over the world asking about buying real estate today in Miami. We've got Russians. We've got other Europeans. We've got the Chinese. We've got the Latin Americans, as always. And, of course, our biggest buyers, the Canadians. How do you find out if somebody's for real? Ask them what they bought recently. Ask them who worked on the transaction. Sooner or later, you're going to run into somebody that you're going to know. Ask them if you can link up with them on LinkedIn. Check who their contacts are on LinkedIn. Look under the hood that way. But my number one way is always to ask them who the attorney is that's going to be closing the transaction. If I don't know the attorney and my lawyer doesn't know the attorney, R-E-D flag. So the best way to tell if your buyer's for real is ask for a nice deposit, see if the funds clear, and find out who the professionals are locally that are working with them and see what they have to say. But sometimes you got to take a little bit of a step out there on the edge, because if the price is that high, it may be too good to be real, but it also may be for real. We see a lot of different things happen down here. So check them out and go for it. Make sure you protect yourself. Stanley in Miami Beach. Stanley writes, my wife sleeps all day. When she's not eating or watching TV, that is, I think she's depressed. How do I know? Stanley, I think you already do know, but we'll ask Dr. Savenia a little bit later on if that's the type of person that has some red flags for depression. I'm getting a little head nod. I think we already know the answer. Next question is Eddie from Atlanta. Our firm invests a lot in Florida real estate. Please ask Mr. Becker his thoughts on the frothy nature of the apartment market. We like land plays. What does he think of that? Well, Eddie, if you like, you can go back to our archived shows. We had Jay Masterman on last week. Jay is with Michelson Properties Group. He's the president and COO. They buy apartment properties all across the country. So we talked about the apartment market nationally and locally. But I'll make sure that we ask Tim Becker what he thinks and what his survey says about the market here in Florida for multifamily and the state of its level of frothiness. We'll also talk to him about raw land, which is something we buy and sell also. Raw land is a tricky little thing, but it can make you a lot of money if you pay attention. We make sure we make money on the land, not on building the homes. Okay, Oscar in Miramar writes, how goes it on the social media? Well, Oscar, thanks for asking. Social media, I went and looked last night. We're over 1,400 on LinkedIn. On Twitter, at Jim Fried continues to plug away, but Fried on Business is blowing past 700 and 750 in just a couple of weeks. So, Johnny, thank you, man. Johnny, social media 305 Mahoney, high five out to you, buddy. I know you're on your way back and listening in the car, so I want to say we'll look for you next week, Johnny, and thanks for giving us the boost on social media, and also thanks to the associates in business who keep our pages fresh and keep people coming along with our content. We have thousands of visitors every week. Make sure you're one of them. And now I've been sending out the updates on Twitter on how to link in live, and I've noticed that in the last 3 weeks, over 1,000 people have hit the bit.ly and listened to the show live off of the different ways that we reach them. So I want to thank all of our new listeners and encourage them to keep listening. Send me an email to jim@freedonbusiness.com. If there's something you'd like to hear about, something you'd like to talk to me about, if you'd like me to read your email on the radio, so send it to jim@freedonbusiness.com. That's our update on social media, Oscar. Now, let's see. Sunny in Miami Beach. I think the market for real estate's getting better. What do you think? Sunny, I think it depends on what you're trying to do and where you're trying to do it. The market for real estate and commercial is getting better. The market for real estate and residential is hot. It's hot. Did I just say that? Yes, I did. It's hot, but it's only hot in certain places. It's hot on the coast. It's hot far west. It's hot in the upscale neighborhoods. It's not too hot in the middle part of the county where the working folks live and the prices still aren't steady, where the investors don't want to buy yet, and where more foreclosures are heading our way. So be careful where you buy residential, where you buy commercial. Look at the cash flow and the credit. But it's out there. You can buy it, and there's capital available. In fact, if you want capital, give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222. We've got equity, and we've got debt. Terry in Orlando, well, how are the capital markets? Capital markets are more active than they've been in quite some time. The money's out there. It's still very difficult to determine whether or not you're going to qualify until the loan submission is there. And then, oh, by the way, some of the more aggressive banks may be from a country that you may not like. So be careful when you're out there, but the financing is available. Carlos in Miramar, I want to buy a small apartment project. Can you help me with debt or equity? The answer is yes, Carlos. I can help you with both. I was out there today in the field looking at a 100-unit apartment deal in one of the cities here in South Florida, and our clients, our partners, are going to be buying that, and we're going to close with them in about 3 weeks, all cash. It's only about a $4 million deal, but we've got the capacity to do that if you've got the transaction and you're the operator, the kind of operator that we'd like to meet. If you think that you're somebody that could benefit from our debt or equity, give me a call at 305-854-5000. Steve in Miami writes, who cares what's going on in Europe? Nothing there impacts me. Well, really, bud? Have you looked at what's happening at the Spanish banks? Did you look and see what they bought down here? A couple of those Spanish banks are heavily invested down here. And, oh, by the way, who do you think buys some of our products and travels here and buys some of our condos? So as the value of the dollar continues to appreciate against the euro, things in Miami get more expensive. Now, as always, the rich will keep buying no matter what. But the average tourist that stays in your average motel may think twice if it's a little bit more expensive to come to Miami. So there's a lot of things that are impacting you, Steve, and that's why you should care about what's going on in Europe. Jerry in Atlanta writes, my son is a rising sophomore in college. Congratulations, Jerry. Grab your wallet. What type of degrees will be marketable in the future? I've always wanted him to be a doctor. He likes communications. Well, how do you like this? I'll bet you the communications department or getting the word out for the doctor is a way that he can make some serious cash. The doctors want to get the message out, but they don't know how. So I say stay with the communications degree. You'll get out a lot cheaper and a lot faster, and then you'll be able to tell the doctor how you can help him make money, and he'll listen and pay you to do it. How's that for some spin? Thanks for writing in, Jerry, and thanks for listening on the internet up in Atlanta. Amanda from Fort Lauderdale writes, you say we need government cooperation to make progress in the recovery. What do you mean? What do I mean? How about the fact that they haven't decided what to do with debt and income yet on the debt problem that they kicked down the road about a year ago? Where is it? It's waiting right after the election to rear its ugly head and take down the entire world economy unless we can come up with a solution. You say, what am I talking about? What am I talking about? I'm saying that they're going to do draconian cuts across the board on a percentage basis unless our politicians can agree. And hey, have you been watching any of the rhetoric from the people that have been winning the primaries? They're only going to agree on one thing, that they're going to disagree. They're all becoming political purists. And what's a political purist? Somebody who cannot get a deal done. We're going to be right back after this short message. We've got Tim Becker holding on the line. He's going to tell us what's going on in real estate across the state of Florida. Back after this.
Of DataCorp. In today's fast-paced business climate, a business executive like you needs help keeping up with technology innovations that can help drive profits. DataCorp is the IT partner that you're looking for. DataCorp has been recognized as the number one ranked small business in South Florida. Our 10 years of service excellence integrating server systems got us to the top. Let us help you get to number one in your field. Make DataCorp your IT trusted advisor. Call me, Hugo Perez, at 954-671-5650. Again, that is 954-671-5650, or visit our website, www.data-corporation.com. And remember, DataCorp is powered by partnerships and driven by service.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. I'm looking for a few good partners. I invest equity with operating partners. If you have real estate transactions and need debt or equity, give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222, retail, apartments, land, office, hotel, and healthcare. We are seeking operating partners in all product sectors and in locations throughout the southeastern United States. Again, call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, and we've got Tim Becker, the CCIM. He's the director of the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies, Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. Can't leave that part out. Kelly's been a big part of my life. Hey, Tim, welcome to the show. What do you got for us, bud?
Jim, thanks for having me. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. My absolute pleasure. We had Jay Masterman on last week. We were talking apartments. One of the guys asked a little bit about the frothiness of the apartment market. So in your comments, I'd like you to at least address that question from our audience. But first of all, how goes it up in Gainesville?
Gainesville's doing great. We're looking forward to a new class of Masters of Science in Real Estate students starting here in about a month, a little over a month, and we're getting ready to rock and roll again.
All right. And how is the placement going for the kids from this year?
I think almost 100%. I think we have one more to get placed, and we're in good shape.
Oh, well, that's terrific. I think that one person called me, too. So, but he's a terrific guy.
Well,
now,
hopefully you give him a job.
I gave him some advice.
All right.
I gave him some advice. I can't give everybody a job, but I can give everybody advice. That part's free. Now, tell me, we just finished the latest survey of the emerging trends. Who do you survey?
Well, Jim, we survey industry professionals throughout the state of Florida. We try to focus on highly qualified folks. So they're either CCIMs, designated appraisers, SIORs, and, of course, our wonderful, highly talented advisory board.
Yeah, I'm on that. You ask me.
Of course.
So what did everybody else say? I know what I said.
Well, Jim, we continued from previous quarters. We have a continued optimism and outlook for real estate in the state. I think there's a number of factors driving that, but certainly the better economy within the state. We continue to see the unemployment rate go down. You know, we're down to 8.7% now here in the April reading. So things continue to get better economically in the state, and of course that has a direct relation on the performance of the real estate.
Now, is it across the board optimism? Because I live here in South Florida. It's really like living in the world. We have the benefit of all the international capital inflows that come here. How about some of the other markets? Orlando, Jacksonville, Southwest Florida, Tampa.
Well, you know, I think all the markets are actually very optimistic about the outlook. I would say that Miami is probably in that frothy stage. Everybody else is kind of looking up and saying, you know, things are better, much better than they have been over the past couple of years, and we think they're going to get better slowly but surely.
Well, that's terrific. Well, I'm looking forward to it too. Now, can we go sector by sector? What does it look like from, let's say, industrial and logistics?
Well, industrial really is the up-and-coming product type. You mentioned the frothiness that people may be seeing in the apartment sector, and I think that's driving investment into the industrial market. And that, along with the fact that the Panama Canal here in just a couple years is going to be expanded, and that's going to have a tremendous possible effect on many of the ports in the state of Florida. So industrial seems to be picking up tremendously as a favored investment asset.
Now, how about multifamily? We had the guy talk about frothy. We talked about multifamily. I'm a practitioner. I know multifamily is frothy. I'm already looking for land for the next cycle, but maybe I'm wrong.
No, well, actually, I just talked to a few folks today, and they're in the midst of three or four different development deals that are actually breaking ground right now in multifamily, and I think that's what we're going to see over the coming year is more development coming out of the ground, because certainly from an investment perspective with cap rate compression on quality apartment projects, it's getting pretty pricey to buy into it, and development's starting to look a whole lot better.
Now, you were in Vegas at the ICSC, were you not?
I was not. No,
oh.
I didn't get a chance to go this year.
Oh, gosh. Well, I know that the kids all go. So what did you hear from all the people that went and came back? What were your impressions of the ICSC, and what was the impact on Florida?
Well, in fact, I talked to Kelly Bergstrom. He was in my office a couple of days ago, and he was out there and mentioned that, again, similar to our survey, things, you know, people seem to be more optimistic. Retailers are optimistic about the sales that they're getting, and so they're kind of changing their strategies a little bit, but they're certainly looking to expand. And we know Florida, everybody wants to come to Florida, and so they're looking heavily in Florida to expand.
How about single-family land, Tim? It seems to me that was the first to go in the tank, but then a lot of people took a flyer on it, lost a little money. What's going on with that now?
You know, there's certainly if you're entitled and perhaps even have developed lots, the builders are starting to come back and look at taking down lots. They need to kind of get some more stuff into their inventory to churn out. And what we're hearing from our respondents is that that's looking brighter, particularly in places like Orlando and Tampa and even in Jacksonville.
And, okay, so we talked about apartments. We talked about industrial. OFFICE, how about office?
Office has been the laggard among all the property types, obviously because of the high unemployment. And I think, you know, it's going to continue to lag the others. But I think our respondents are telling us that they see fundamentals getting better. They see occupancy getting better. I think we're seeing, you know, less concessions on rent. And so they're a little bit more optimistic, but they're certainly not as optimistic as the other property types.
Well, all I can say is when the residential mortgage market comes back to the 2006 levels and all of those people fill those offices, office will come back. But I really, you know, my real position on office is that if it's built right and it's built in the right place, that the people will flock to quality. We've seen the two new deliveries here in Miami take a lot of tenants out of the Class B space. One, 1450 Brickell is just smoking it. It's almost full, and this is – was the first one to deliver, but there's other buildings out there, and they're all doing, I think, fairly well. So, Tim, overall, it sounds like things are optimistic in the overall market. Now, you've got your new class of students starting. What makes the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies and the Nathan S. Collier MSRE program different than the offerings at other universities in the state?
Well, I think the biggest difference between, you know, obviously we've been around the longest in the state, and but I think the biggest difference is the depth and the diversity of our advisory board, which you're happily part of for a long time, Jim. And so you know the quality of the individuals that we have on that board. They're not just from all over the state of Florida. They're actually from all over the country. And that provides a unique network for our students when they come in here, and provides a unique learning opportunity and mentoring opportunity for the students when they come in here.
Well, it provides a great opportunity for me as a member of the board. Let me tell you about a conversation I had just today. I spoke to a young man who was working for one of the smaller brokerage companies in town. He decided he wanted to up his credentials. He did. He went to UF. He got the degree from you. Then he went out and he called me. He said, "Mr. Freed, can you help me find a job?" I says, "Only if you tell me where you want to work." He called me back a week later with five places. We got him four interviews. One of the guys said, "I really don't want to hire anybody." I said, "Just meet the guy. Just meet him. That way, if you run into a friend who needs somebody, you can say you met somebody that needs a job." P.S. The guy hired him. They just finished a huge institutional joint venture that this guy found. My little mentee found and executed on, and now they're doing more business with these public companies. So this to me is the success story of what the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies does for people. And I'm working with another gentleman who went through the executive MBA program. Again, I made a phone call, and he and I are working together on another project right now that's very exciting. So what I've found is that when you go to the University of Florida, you get this University of Florida Master's of Science in Real Estate degree, and then you go to work with people in the network. It's almost like a fraternity, and it's a very effective way to build your credentials and build your future earning capacity.
Absolutely. And when they're learning from the best, they're going to be the best. And I think that's a testament to our advisory board and certainly the students who are working their tails off to learn all they need to learn.
Now, we talk about the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. I know that he would never talk about it himself. Can you tell me a little bit about Kelly Bergstrom? And he's the namesake of your program, and how he's the one and what leadership he's been able to provide?
Well, Kelly's just been absolutely terrific. He's an MBA from a long time ago here from the university, has been active in our real estate programs for a really long time. And he saw what we had to offer and thought it was worth investing in. And as a longtime investor in real estate, president of JMB for a long period of time, he really saw the vision, saw the investment potential, and he invested in the program. And you know, like all of his investments, he likes to keep an active eye and active role in it. And certainly his leadership and vision for the center has been tremendous for us growing over the past 5-6 years now.
Well, I can only tell you that I have a secret. And my secret is that Kelly gave me my first job. And because of what he did for me and the example he set with his mentorship and guidance, that is why I help the kids from the program. To me, it's just paying it forward, and I want to personally thank Kelly for helping me and every person and every student I help. That's an echo and reverberation from the help that Kelly gave me up front.
Kelly is a terrific individual, and I think we're all blessed in knowing him.
Now, what's going on with the center? We've got another minute left. I'd like to know what you've got planned for this year. Where are the kids going?
Well, the biggest thing coming up, Jim, is June 9th, next Saturday, 8 a.m. We have a golf tournament to support our scholarship fund.
You're raining on my parade. I'm supposed to do that as a live read in a minute.
Well, here, we'll reiterate it.
That's okay. Give it to me, Tim. Give it to me.
Inverary Country Club in Lauderhill, June 9th, 8 a.m. shotgun. If you go to realestate.ufl.edu, you can sign up. We need all the help we can get. The school continues to get more expensive, and our students need all the help they can get.
Oh, no, it's a lot of fun to go to that event because you get to play with, former Gator football players. You get to play with some local real estate people. It's a great way to network. It's a great way to have fun. Inverary is a great club. I know that my brother-in-law played it last week when he was in from out of town. So that's terrific. How about the kids? Hey, have they gone on their international trip yet?
No, we go on our international trip August 10th. We're going to Santiago, Chile. And
I know Santiago, Chile. Great guy.
Great meal, too. But
I'm sure.
It's going to be a great trip, and we're looking forward to it.
And then you've got some plans. I know that some people have talked to me that they'd like to offer for you guys to come visit them in Panama. And I'm sure that this is now going to be an annual component, right? You're going to get them over to Europe eventually with all that real estate crash going on over there, too.
Yeah, absolutely. It is. This is the first year we've added it to our program. It's a required course for all of our MSRE students coming in. So every year we're going to be headed to some destination that is thick in real estate.
Well, this makes you different from the other programs too, then, doesn't it?
Yeah, it certainly continues to add to the programs we put to try to keep our kids ahead and thinking about the future of real estate.
Well, all I can say is that the people that have been produced by the University of Florida real estate program that I've worked with are top of the line. Some of the top bankers I know, some of the top developers that I know, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I'd like to revisit the emerging trends for somebody that might have just tuned in. If you could just give us your brief kind of like overview capstone of what the professionals in the state of Florida that are in the real estate business think about the economy as surveyed by the University of Florida.
Well, Jim, again, our respondents tell us that things they see things getting better over the course of the next year, and like you were ranting on just a few minutes ago, they do see those headwinds though of things coming out of Washington that could derail things once again.
Well, I think that if we all work together and we go up and lobby our people in Washington and ask them to be, I don't really know what the word would be, open-minded. It's just so the antithesis of everything that they're feeding us in these ads. You know, they're all talking about drawing a line in the sand. Why can't they draw a circle and we all stand inside and get something done? I think that would be a great idea. Oh, I get thumbs up from the doc. Give me a fist bump. Oh, yeah, he's the best.
Yeah, I think, Jim, that our folks in Washington are the perfect folks to do pay for performance. You don't perform, you don't get paid, get out.
Oh, my God. Tim, call back on my rant. You stole my thunder. Tim Becker, CCIM, director of the University of Florida Center for Bergstrom Studies and a big advocate for the Collier MSRE program. How do people get more information on what you do and the programs you offer, Tim?
realestate.ufl.edu.
That is great. Tim Becker, CCIM, director of the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, and my favorite nuclear scientist. Thank you so much for being on the show. We look forward to your appearance next quarter with the next emerging trends, Tim. Be well, and I look forward to seeing you at the golf tournament next week.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
You're the best. We'll be right back after this short break. We're going to have Dr. Radu Savanya, MD. He's the psychiatrist. He's a psychiatrist specializing in depression, and he's going to tell you why I drive you crazy. Back after this. Hi, this is Jim Fried. You just heard Tim Becker, CCIM, director of the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, talk to you about all the great things that they do at UF in real estate. But it's expensive for the kids to go. So if you'd like to help a young person get ahead in life and have fun doing it, join them. Saturday, June 9th, it's an 8 a.m. shotgun start at the Inverary Golf and Country Club. For more information, go to their website. Go to realestate.ufl.edu/golf. So make sure you go check it out and help some kids get ahead in life.
This is Hugo Perez of DataCorp. In today's fast-paced business climate, a business executive like you needs help keeping up with technology innovations that can help drive profits. DataCorp is the IT partner that you're looking for. DataCorp has been recognized as the number one ranked small business in South Florida. Our 10 years of service excellence integrating server systems got us to the top. Let us help you get to number one in your field. Make DataCorp your IT trusted advisor. Call me, Hugo Perez, at 954-671-5650. Again, that is 954-671-5650, or visit our website, www.data-corporation.com. And remember, DataCorp is powered by partnerships and driven by service.
What does it mean when you're the first to use a patient's own stem cells to repair his damaged heart? when you're the first to develop life-saving techniques to treat a baby still inside its mother's womb. It means all at once, one health system becomes a magnet for world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine. A place where doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. That's why every year our life-saving innovations attract patients from every corner of the globe. Shouldn't we be your first choice for healthcare too? We are UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, am I back, Juan? Hey, welcome back, America. We have got Dr. Radu Sivanu. He is a psychiatrist who specializes in depression. Doc, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, you're welcome. How many Americans would you say are affected by depression? I'd say it's pretty pervasive.
It is pretty pervasive, and we think each year about 20 million people in this country suffer from depression. So anywhere from 5 to 10% of the population will experience depression.
That's a pretty depressing thought.
Yes.
Now, you know, there's a feeling, it's often said that people should just snap out of the depression. They should just change the way they're acting and the feeling. It seems to me that that'd probably be pretty difficult. And what exactly is depression?
Well, there's been a lot of stigma. And unfortunately, people still have the belief that we can just snap out of it. And depression really is an illness, just like any other biological illnesses that we're familiar with. So if a patient had severe diabetes, for instance, you know, would you ask him to snap out of it? And would he be able to just turn it around? No. If he had a heart attack and had cardiac disease, the same situation. So depression is the same kind of illness, except in depression there are other causing factors, but you know there are abnormalities in the brain that cause depression. And for instance, a number of neurotransmitters have been implicated in the etiology of depression. So low serotonin, low norepinephrine, low dopamine, all those very, very essential neurotransmitters seem to be depleted in individuals who suffer from depression.
So it looks like you're getting a handle on what causes it. What are the effects over time?
Well, I want to say a couple of things. Going back to how many people suffer, women tend to get depressed twice as frequently as men. And we're not totally sure why. We think that hormonal differences may account for some of that difference. So if you look at lifetime prevalence or risk of depression, women have about a 22% risk of suffering from depression, and men about 13%. So, you know, about half of that.
Wow.
It's something that affects you throughout your life. So depression is a chronic illness. It's not something that if you have one episode and you get through that one episode, you're going to be done.
Have a whole bunch of drugs and stuff that are out there for this. Are they effective? How do you know which ones to take? I think you have to go through trials till you see what it works sometimes, right?
Yes. Antidepressants are effective, and many studies have shown that. And I want to emphasize that because there have been some publications in some of the journals and the magazines over the past couple of years that tend to want to take issue with that, saying that antidepressants are really not as good as we think they are. Now, the issue is that we are still at the beginning of understanding how we treat depression. We have a bunch of antidepressants. They do work, but only about 60% of people who go on an antidepressant are actually going to have a good response. So many, many times we try one antidepressant, then we try a second one, maybe a third one. Sometimes we try combinations of medications. And, you know, people shouldn't be afraid of that. We do find them to be effective, but sometimes we need to try more than one.
Well, how does somebody know or identify the signs of depression? We had one guy email earlier, mm-hmm. his wife sleeps a lot when she's not eating a lot or watching TV. Sounds like she might have a problem.
Right. Well, depression is characterized by a number of symptoms. And if the more of those symptoms you have, the more likely it is that you have a clinical depression. Now, some of the symptoms include changes in appetite. So some individuals gain weight and eat more. More commonly is to lose one's appetite and to lose weight. Another important change is sleep. And generally, people have trouble sleeping when they get depressed, although we see the opposite effect as well. There are depressed patients I've seen who sleep 14, 16 hours a day. Another very important symptom is fatigue. Yeah. People feel tired the whole time. They can't do the things that they want to do because they're exhausted.
Well, that's horrible.
And there are a couple of others I want to mention.
Please, because I'm sure this has big impact on families.
Absolutely. And, you know, for instance, lack of interest and lack of motivation is another big symptom of depression, and that's going to have an impact on the whole family.
Boy, you're talking about a person I know.
Well,
not me, not me, not me, not me.
I think we all know.
Of course.
Lots of individuals.
Of course.
And another important symptom is losing pleasure in activities that used to be pleasurable. So an individual who's depressed stops doing things that they used to do and they used to like doing because they're not enjoyable anymore. So, you know, if you play golf, for instance, people, if you get depressed, you're going to stop playing golf. Or if you like to go to restaurants or movies, etc. So that's one way to identify somebody who is depressed.
Wow, that's a great rule of thumb and a great kind of way for you to look at people. Now, we've talked about some of the treatment options mm-hmm. that are available. What would be the first step in seeking help?
Well, lots of people go to their primary care physician, and they start there. And in fact, you know, probably 60% of all individuals who suffer from depression or anxiety go see their primary care physician first. And there's nothing wrong with that because, you know, they feel comfortable. They see that individual frequently, et cetera. So that's one way. Another way is to call either the University of Miami Department of Psychiatry. And we have a very, very large outpatient clinic where we treat lots of individuals with depression and anxiety. But the important thing is to reach out and at least 50% of depressed people don't seek help. So at least 50%.
Well, yeah, they're depressed.
Well, they're depressed, and they also have the same belief that, you know, tomorrow they'll pull themselves
out of it.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, God, I feel bad for those people.
Now, in terms of treatment, you know, yes. we have medications, but we also have psychotherapy, counseling, which is just as effective in treating depression, especially for milder forms of depression. So people who may be unwilling to go on medication, for instance, they can get help through counseling or psychotherapy.
Putting things in perspective.
Absolutely.
So to speak. Now, I know that you're doing some really interesting research. We were talking about it in the green room. Can you share mm-hmm. a little bit of that with us before we have to go?
Sure. We're currently involved in a very, very interesting international study for depression, and it involves 5 countries and 20 sites worldwide. And what we're trying to identify is what kind of patient will respond to a particular treatment for depression. So, you know, we're enrolling patients with depression, and part of the study, we do EEG studies, so brainwave studies. We do neuropsychological testing. We do genetic testing. And we're hoping that the results of the study will give us some specific answers as to what patient, for instance, will respond to antidepressant A versus antidepressant B, you know, what patient may need a combination of medications, et cetera, et cetera.
Now, I know that when I hurt my back, I started to get some of the symptoms you mm-hmm. were talking about. And I found that having somebody to speak to was very important and really helped me get through the rehab, mm-hmm. the pain management. It taught me how to do that. Is that something you guys can do at UHealth?
Absolutely. And that's what a lot of what we do. Because anybody who has a medical condition, especially if it's a chronic medical condition, loses perspective and needs some help, needs somebody to help them put things back in perspective. So especially chronic pain is a good example, because when you're having a lot of pain, you forget what it was like last year or 2 years ago. You forget that you felt better. You forget that
you don't think you ever will feel better
exactly,
again.
Exactly. So you have to get some help to put things in perspective.
Now, I'll bet you that depression helps is sort of an additive or a amplifying factor to some other diseases. How about something that's pervasive in America today that's got to do with overeating? Diabetes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, studies have shown that if you have depression, chronic depression, your risk of developing diabetes is very high. It's twice that of the normal population.
Wow.
And the same with having chronic depression leading to twice the risk to have a stroke later on in life.
Well, that I could understand.
Or develop cardiac disease. And another interesting something to think about is people who have a heart attack, if they develop depression after the heart attack and it's not treated, they have a fourfold risk of dying within a year compared to individuals who had the same heart attack but did not suffer from depression. So you can see how incredibly pervasive and dangerous.
Oh, I've had experience with that. I've had experience with that. I have one friend of mine that had that type of a problem, mm-hmm. and I keep in touch with him. We call it one character at a time. Every day I text him, one character, he texts me back, and that's the way we stay in touch.
Staying connected is really the most important part.
Oh, well, doctor, thank you so much. We have Dr. Radu Savanya. Thank you so much for coming and talking about depression. If people want to find you and want to talk about depression, how do they do that, Doc?
Well, our clinic, though, I can give you the phone number.
Perfect.
305-243-0124. And we'll be happy to help as many people as we can.
Can you do that again? I'm a Florida Gator. I need you to read slower for the Ohio State fans.
305-243-0124.
That was just for you, Doc. He's an Ohio State fan. I had to give him the business. Thank you, Dr. Radu Savanya. He was absolutely terrific. I hope that if you or anybody you know has depression, that you go on our website and listen to the show when we put it up. Absolutely top of the line. Thank you so much, Radu Savanya from University of Miami Health System. We call them UHealth on the show. We'll be right back after this short break with a little Ollie Green.
Thank you.
Hi, Hi, this is Jim Fried. I'm looking for a few good partners. I invest equity with operating partners. If you have real estate transactions and need debt or equity, give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Retail, apartments, land, office, hotel, and healthcare. We are seeking operating partners in all product sectors and in locations throughout the southeastern United States. Again, call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
At the heart of medical breakthroughs are doctors who refuse to accept the status quo. There's one health system that supports their efforts like no other, providing an environment that encourages innovation and life-saving discoveries. That's why world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine practice here, literally transforming medicine as we know it. Our doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. And isn't that who you want taking care of you? We are U Health, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz.
Ask Dr. Victor Franks how I lost 40 pounds in 4 months under his supervision. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to relax and stay that way for hours. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.askdrfranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we are back with more Fried on Business. Dr. Savagna, what a great guy he is. We're going to make sure we have him back because depression is such an issue for so many people in our society today. And because of that, we have our Positive Energy Minute every week with Lolly Green MSW. Lolly Green is hanging out there. Juan, can you punch up Lolly Green? She's on the line. Lolly, are you there?
Oh, yes.
Well, how'd you like our talk on depression today, Lolly?
Oh, I was very impressed. He's a very good speaker, and he knows his stuff.
Well, what's your stuff today, Lolly?
Okay, well, today is about making simple choices. Every moment you have a choice, to be at peace or to be in resistance. When you are at peace, you attract positive energy. And when you resist, you create negative vibes that reflect back on your being. It's a simple choice, and yet most people unconsciously choose to live in negativity. We've all heard it said, oh, he's his own worst enemy. And when we come to realize that we all have choices and that these create the way our day or even our life will go, we must all take responsibility for the quality of our own lives. It's never anyone else's fault, although we try to blame others. Instead, we must learn to direct our days toward a positive process and positive outcomes. As we decide how to respond to others, to situations, we really have to stop ourselves from falling into old patterns. Most of us have grown comfortable with feeling awful. Now, doesn't that sound ridiculous? But it's true. Our old patterns to blame others and defend our own behavior will not go away without a strong effort on our part. Just as a star athlete must overcome his or her weak points by practicing over and over a new way to do swings with a bat for baseball or dunks to the hoop for basketball, so we must override our old impulse to be negative and practice ever so hard our new way to respond to people and events. Will those people or events change and stop being so difficult? No. It's we ourselves who will have to make the change. With practice, we can do it. How does a musician get to Carnegie Hall? Answer, practice. It's the same thing here. If it's important enough to you to improve your overall life experience, you'll be willing to do the work and practice. Good luck. Let me know how it goes. Write me at lgreen661@aol.com or call Jim. It will be the most worthwhile change in your life ever. And here's a hint. Tell someone else that you're going to be changing your life. When we tell someone, that has a way of making us want to show the person we're living up to our promise to them and to ourselves.
Well, as always, Lolly, thank you so much for helping us talk about events and how we can change things in our life and things like that. And I agree with you that practice is the most important thing. And one of the things that I think people need to practice is talking to themselves in a positive way. I think that if you talk up the positive energy in your brain, it'll start feeding on that because the brain only eats what you feed it.
Absolutely. Boy, you've got it down pat, don't you?
I sure do. Lolly Green, MSW, thank you so much for calling in and giving us your positive energy today.
A pleasure, Jim, and thank you.
All right, Lolly Green, MSW, you can always reach her by sending her an email. You can email her lgreen661@aol.com. And now we've got some time. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back for our final segment. We've got some emails left over. Then I'm going to give everybody a little piece of my mind. We're going to go deep after this break. Hi, this is Jim Freed. I'm looking for a few good partners. I invest equity with operating partners. If you have real estate transactions and need debt or equity, give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Retail, apartments, land, office, hotel, and healthcare. We are seeking operating partners in all product sectors and in locations throughout the southeastern United States. Again, call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
What does it mean when you're the first to use a patient's own stem cells to repair his damaged heart? When you're the first to develop life-saving techniques to treat a baby still inside its mother's womb? It means all at once, one health system becomes a magnet for world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine. A place where doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. That's why every year our life-saving innovations attract patients from every corner of the globe. Shouldn't we be your first choice for healthcare too? We are UHealth, the University of Miami Health System. South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, America, and we've got just a couple minutes left, so we are going to go straight to our last question, and then we'll go to the rant. Bobby in Orlando, I'm all for education, but why are we building a new university near my hometown when we're cutting funding for computers and science and other courses at the existing universities? Well, Paul, that's one of the topics I always want to editorialize on, and it's nice start for me at the end of the show here. I don't know why they did it. It was a big political ploy. They're cutting all these programs and building a school that nobody needs. Why, I have no idea. None whatsoever. We need better jobs and better careers, and it all starts with having an education system that people are proud to call their own. And I've got to tell you, I am embarrassed to call the university system my own with what I see going on. And now we're going to see more and more online courses. We're going to see more technology taking over for teachers in the classroom. I think that's okay in some cases, but I can tell you almost every teacher that I had that made an impact on me, and those people are important and cannot be replaced by technology. So I have no idea why they didn't fund, why they're not funding the schools, but they're funding this new school makes no sense to me. I'll tell you something else that makes no sense to me. Gas prices, they're down again, 50 cents in just a couple of weeks. You wonder why? Well, one of the reasons why is that the economy is slowing down on an international basis. Another reason is I don't think people think that we're going to have war with Iran right now, or Iraq, or one of them, or both of them, or the nuclear threat, or whatever. Well, I think that that may be incorrect, but with the economy slowing down and oil prices staying at a relatively low level, we are lucky. This is a tax break that nobody planned for. Let's take advantage of it. The money that you're not spending on gas, maybe you could try saving a little bit of it, putting a little bit of it away for a rainy day. In fact, that's the next thing I want to talk about. I read a great article in ESPN magazine the other day. It was from a couple of weeks ago. It was their money issue. It talked about Bobby Bonilla. That's right, ex-Marlin Bobby Bonilla. He's got a daughter in the Sorbonne now. The guy's starting to get about $1.5 million a year in an annuity from the Mets. Why? Because he saved his money and he was smart. He doesn't live high on the hog. He probably still has some of the first money that he made when he started playing baseball. And that's the first step to the recovery. Save a little money so that then you can start to consume. We're a consuming nation, but you can't consume if you ain't got no money. I want to thank our sponsors, UHealth, DataCorp, Associates in Business, Lolly Green MSW, Best Roofing, Social Media 305, Dr. Victor Franks will be back in the next couple of weeks on the show, the NFL Alumni Association, the UF Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, and thank you to our listeners. Join our community. Follow me at Jim Fried. Follow the show at Fried on Business. If you missed today's show, it'll be on our webpage real soon. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Go eat.
My name is Willie McCoy, but down home they call me Slim.